Your home, of course, reflects your personality, and at BlindsGalore.com, they believe you deserve custom-built quality blinds and shades that bring out your style. Over 2 million windows and counting, hand-built from scratch, delivered right to your door. They're the best. From measuring, picking out the perfect window covering, and installing it, their experts guide you every step of the way, online or over the phone. They want you to be happy, so they make sure you are. They know what they're doing. New Build-A-Blind tool makes things even easier. Create and customize window treatments online and see exactly how your blind or shade will look before you buy. These guys do one thing, and they do it best. It's BlindsGalore.com. They want you to be happy. Order 15 free samples to get started today. Right, Matt?
That's right. It's easy to get the custom blinds and shades you've always wanted in your home at Blinds Galore. Go check out BlindsGalore.com and let them know that you heard it from the Adam and Drew Show. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, get it on, get it on, get it on, get it on. I'm Cross, Bob Dempstein, and as Dr. Drew, he's an addiction specialist. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's going on, man?
I don't know what's going on.
What are you thinking about?
All kinds of things. In kind of a weird mood, I'm noticing, and I'm wondering why.
Well, I think everyone is in somewhat of a weird mood all the time now because all the things that were presented in life to keep you out of weird moves are gone, and all the stuff that puts you into weird moods with a D are upon us.
Yeah.
So the stuff that was supposed to take you out of weird moods is like working, sweating, walking, crossing a stream, and like the water's cold.
Yeah.
And you got to figure out a way to keep your boots dry.
Yeah.
You know, all these kinds of things. I'm going to mend this roof. I'm going to fix this wheel. Oh, I love wheels dry.
Did you mention that?
We could do all that. We'd do all that. And instead, we're staring into screens all day, and the screens are pumping and sexual and violent and weird imagery toward us. And now we all walk around in sort of a weird mood, because why wouldn't we be in a weird mood? You're simply, you're in some sort of environment where a Clockwork Orange thing, where our eyelids are held open with toothpicks, and all this bizarre imagery is just coming at us.
And he was even thinking more about this, that so much of what makes – offsets my mood these days is watching cable news. And I when I'm doing radio, sometimes I'll watch both channels, you know, CNN and Fox News simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
And the insanity and the difference of these two, what they're reporting is just uncanny. But what I started thinking was, Jesus Christ, we're only talking about three networks, CNN, MSNBC, and Fox News. And there's like a segment producer or there's a producer for each hour or every couple of hours. And it's those 10 or 20 people at each of those networks that's driving us crazy. I mean, think about it. And then above them are like four or five people. So it's really about 15 people, the people in authority above the producers that are producing the segments of the news that are making us insane.
There's really only one thing that drives me insane, and I want to tell you guys – thank our sponsors, BlindsGalore.com, Tell My Ascension, LifeLock.com, promo code Adam, TrueCar.com, and Pluto TV. I'm not driven insane, but I am only driven insane by one segment or one condition of the news. But this isn't the news. This is the news and or politicians.
Mm-hmm.
I'm driven insane by the politicians who are explaining that this guy hates you and he wants to put you in chains he wants to rule the universe, and he's if we let him, he's going to put you back in chains and all that stuff. And I think to myself, there's a couple things. I think number one, Joe Biden or whomever. You're a 77-year-old dude. You've been kicking around Washington for 40 years.
Yeah.
You really think one guy's going to put you all in chains?
Right.
Like, how does that work?
Right.
Like, you've been around for a long time. You've seen them come. You've seen them go.
Yeah.
Nothing ever changes Do you think intellectually this guy's going to put you all back in chains? Like, so I don't think you do think that.
No.
Another, and it also seems, it seems embarrassing to me that that's what you're up there talking about constantly. I mean, it is weird, isn't it?
When the school shooting last week happened, mm-hmm. I watched CNN. Fox News aired it wall to wall. And it took about 10 minutes or 15 before CNN came around to it. I was like, oh, my God. The school shooting is national news. They're not going to breaking news. I couldn't believe it.
I was listening to Kamala Harris give a speech with the NAA, whatever, and it was just – that's all it was. It's just like the president's going to round up black people and put them in a hole and stuff like that. And I just thought – you're a black woman and you're wildly successful and you grew up in this country and the president's been in charge for 2.5 years. What I don't get, and this is the part I'm very interested in the face of nothing, where does this come from?
The Trump delusional syndrome.
No, and I mean, yes, but I'm also just talking about, I'm sitting there and I'm listening to Alyssa Milano's podcast,
as you customarily do,
as I customarily do, and she's explaining how I laid next to my daughter in her bed while she slept, and I wept for her future, and I prayed she'd have a future that wasn't, but I fear. Were you in Bel Air or Malibu when you're praying? Like, you've been getting paid since you were 7, yeah, professionally. I don't know if anyone has led – in terms of white privilege, I do not know that there are any greater example of it than Alyssa Milano. I mean, I'm sure there's the Mara Rooney or whoever, dad owned the Giants. But, I mean, you're born with amazing physical gifts. You are a strikingly attractive 7-year-old person. Most 7-year-olds kind of look like 7-year-olds, and they look a little dorky, or they're all knees and elbows. You happen to be a very handsome 7-year-old, which got you a role that anyone could do in a shitty 80s sitcom, and then you hammered checks for the rest of your life. Why are you weeping for the future of your daughter? And I know Trump took office, and now it's time to run serpentine to the mailbox for your daughter. But I don't, in the face of what evidence? Like, doesn't something bad have to happen to your daughter at a certain point, or
something buddy like you, or near you, or towards you?
There needs to be examples.
You're talking about climate change or something?
I don't know, but what I'm saying is when you go to some place in Central America and you sit down with a villager or local and they explain that El Guapo is taking control of the government and we all fear, and you go, well, what has he done?
Here are the heads all
he
lined
shows
up.
You a barrel full of peasant heads.
Right.
He's raping my donkey right now because he's tired of raping my wife. And then he goes back to the donkey. But they don't go, oh, let me tell you what he wants to do.
Yeah, what he might do, what could do.
He lowered taxes on villagers and there's more employment in the village. But let me tell you what he's thinking about. I'll tell you what's in his heart. It's like, he's got a good trade deal going with Honduras. But let me tell you what's in his heart. And it's like, at a certain point, don't you go, oh, I thought he had blackness. His blackness in his heart. So what's he doing with that machete? Nothing. Cutting off cigar tips. He's smoking cigars. He's playing golf. Like, my thing is sort of like, look, everybody, eventually someone's got to do something.
Yeah.
And if they don't, then you have to shut up and you have to go back to work.
It really is an interesting delusional syndrome. They're so paranoid.
Now
they're saying, oh, if he loses, he'll refuse to leave office. It's like, what?
I think it's a super narcissistic endeavor. Yeah. Delusion is different to me. This is
how about derangement? Trump derangement syndrome.
It is. It is. And look, I think the line that gets crossed over is, You don't have to like him. You don't have to like his tweets. You can think he's a pompous windbag and all that. And all that's completely fine. But the notion that he's gunning for you because you're a woman, that's where it turns into the narcissism. Mm-hmm. The part where you don't like him is fine. So, you know, if you listen to Ben Shapiro doesn't like Donald Trump, but he doesn't announce he's gunning for me because I'm wearing a yarmulke.
Right.
That's where when it gunning for you is when the big narcissistic turn comes in.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And also, in the face of what? Nothing ever changes. I don't get it. Okay. We're not importing oil anymore. We're now exporting oil. Good. The world's worst man with the world's darkest heart who would love to do all those things your donkey has so far just been doing the oil. Good.
And creating jobs.
Okay. You don't have to like him, but if I don't have to lay down in the fetal position next to my sleeping daughter every night and weep for her future.
It is weird, isn't it?
Well, I use the word weird like 1,000 times a day. I'm confused. It's weird, but I'm also embarrassed.
Mm.
Like I feel like I'm at a party and one of my buddies is really drunk and he's like standing up and he's making proclamations at the table. And I'm thinking like, Kurt, just sit down. And he thinks he's getting laughs, but I don't know. I'm uncomfortable. Yeah. Please sit down. Like that's the way I feel like Alyssa Milano. Like, please just sit down. It's embarrassing. You don't have that feeling?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And it's also weird to me that people seem to have lost track of how this country works. In terms of the mechanism of voting people in and out of office.
He's not going anywhere. He's going to hunker down in that Oval Office. He's not coming out. He's doing, hey, you see that movie Scarface? That's what he's going to do in the Oval Office.
I guess I can appreciate how they feel when I think about how shitty California is and how helpless I feel in terms of getting these assholes out.
They're not
out.
Talking about California.
I know, but I'm saying trying to get these guys out of office, impossible. It's just impossible. I mean, you're trying to vote somebody in, it just can't people just won't – I don't know.
Hey, they're not going to put Trump on the ballot in California unless he shows them his taxes.
That's unconstitutional. That's absolutely – you can't do that. And but here's my thing. You can't do the sanctuary state thing either, and yet they're just doing it.
I give
– That's insurrection.
I get what the politicians
are – That is insurrection.
I know what the politicians are doing. I can't figure out what Alyssa Milano's doing. Who'd we have in here – God, it was the funniest thing ever –
day after?
Yeah.
Glenn Washington.
Glenn. Yeah, it always screws me up because his name's not Glenn, it's Glenn. And after the election, black man, NPR, what, nice enough guy. He just came in here and he's like, I'm going to explain to my kids what the new world's going to look like. And I'm like, I wouldn't do that. I think you're hurting your 8-year-old psyche. And you're an NPR guy and your wife's the co-mayor or vice mayor or something of Oakland, and you guys are doing pretty good for yourselves, and I don't think your kids have much to worry about.
And what is the new world he wanted to communicate to the children?
Scared for your life.
Oh.
I'm all for being scared of everything. I live in California. I have some thoughts about earthquakes because I've been through 2 big earthquakes in California. Haven't been through 20, been through 2 big ones.
Yeah.
It makes me have a certain respect. And if somebody says, hey, how about earthquakes? I don't go, get the fuck out of here. I go, yeah, that's a concern. I don't build my life around it. I'm not constantly thinking about, oh, I'm not going to park in that underground structure. What if the big one? I don't think that way. But it's a legitimate thought.
Yeah.
It's around. And if Trump is rounding up kids of color and putting them on a barge and setting it on fire or something, then you should definitely have those thoughts. But in a vacuum of that kind of stuff, and don't give me the, what do you say about these shithole countries and stuff like that. It's like, that's not your kids. It's not Oakland. It's not, there's no action. The action part for me, Drew, is the biggest disconnect of the society I live in.
Mm-hmm.
This thing where it's like, that's hate speak, and he meant, and he's thinking, and his heart, and he's evil. It's like, I have no interest in what anyone is doing. It's all action-oriented. I don't care.
I mean, think about it. If we lived in a world where thoughts meant everything, if somebody aggressed against you and you had a thought that you wanted to hurt that person, of course you don't, Oh, criminal. You'd be condemned.
I only care about anyone's actions. I think when it comes to your friends or your immediate family, you went, well, I'd like to know what they're thinking, or I'd like to consider what they're thinking. But when it comes to the world at large, if I have a commercial airline pilot that fantasizes about crashing a plane into the ground every day of his life and never does it, I'm fine with that guy. As long as he never steps into the action part of what's going on in his very dark heart.
Yeah.
Who knows what's going on in anyone's heart?
People can't tell you themselves.
I know.
When people try to express it to you, you think you can get a clear idea? No.
No. Well, that's why, thankfully, we've invented something called actions. So I don't know what the guy's doing in his heart as a drunk driver, or in his heart as an abusive parent, or in his heart as a as a jaywalker. I don't know what's doing in his heart, but as long as he's not engaging in the action, then
we don't care.
Have no interest in it. Yes?
Unless he's planning.
Yeah, unless he's
planning. Phase.
All right. But eventually
he has to act.
If he's perpetually in the planning phase and never acts out, still not interested.
You're okay with him.
All right, let me tell you about LifeLock. Oh, you want to talk about a dark heart? Recent study shows global malware rose for the third straight year, reaching nearly 207 million attacks in 2018, up 11%. Plus, hackers are shifting their approach, hiding ransomware and attached PDF files and documents. In today's world, your personal information is everywhere. There's so many ways that cyber criminals can take what's yours. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. If there's a problem, their agents will work to fix it, but you won't have a problem because you got LifeLock, right, Drew?
No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK. Use promo code ADAM for 10% off your first year. That is promo code ADAM at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off.
The self-imposed misery. I never got it. I've seen it a lot. I still see it a lot. And I never can explain it.
I'm trying to be sympathetic to it. Again, the only thing I can relate it to is how I feel in California. But here, there's every day I'm confronted with things that drive me crazy because of the reckless negligence of our representatives. Traffic, homeless, disease. I mean, recklessness. Reckless disregard for the well-being of the citizens. I want to put a new referendum on the ballot. You with me? Because in California, you can make a law. Just put it on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the law. Mm. If the representatives engage in reckless negligence where they materially harm their citizens, leave them languishing on the streets, let infectious diseases break out, the roads aren't safe, we can hold them personally accountable.
How does that work?
How would you do it?
Mm-hmm.
You'd take them to court like anybody else. If I'm standing on the railroad tracks and I'm going, bridge is out, and the conductor gives me the finger and goes off the bridge, reckless negligence.
Mm-hmm.
He'll held accountable.
Mm.
That's how in any profession, all of us, we are held accountable in that way, except politicians.
Mm.
That's not fair.
Mm-hmm.
We need a law that holds them accountable that way. That's it. I really want to do this. I'm not kidding.
I agree.
Because they will not fucking change otherwise. Until they're so negligent and such disregard for the well-being of their citizens, at least if any of you live in California, you would see what I'm talking about. It's gotten ridiculous.
Well, there's flashes of it in Oregon and Washington,
Washington.
All these.
Yep.
I'm picking states, but there's this stuff's starting to spread all over the place. You know what I've really been drilling down on, and I've been saying this for a long time, and I think people fully grasp what I'm saying. There's a kind of hierarchy of rule of law. And rule of law pretty much starts at home. Mm-hmm. The dad is the rule of law. He's the enforcer, the disciplinarian. And further, the further we got, it used to be God. God is the ruler of law, and dad is the ruler of law. And that's the discipline, and that's the rule of law. And we've gotten away from that a lot. And we've now started pushing people out into society that don't have a sense of that rule of law and that discipline. And so eventually, church and God, dad, family, they've gone by the wayside. Now you get out into society, and essentially the rule of law, the dad is the cops, is the law, you know, law enforcement, and whomever, whatever. And politicians, here's the rule. You can't sleep in the park. It's midnight. Get the hell out of the park. We had that. We have a whole bunch of citizens that don't really recognize that anymore. And the reason they don't recognize it is because they never did know it.
Yeah.
They didn't forget about it. They never learned it. It was never part of their life.
Yep.
So politicians have caught on and went, which way is the wind blowing here? Well, these guys are angry at the cops because the cops are telling them what to do. All right, well, then I'm going to side with the people, not with the cops. And now the cops don't even – they're not even cops anymore. There's nothing they can do. Most cops will just tell you. They're like, hey, there's homeless guys flopped all over the place. Can you do something? No, I can't.
They're shooting heroin out on the street there, yeah.
Yeah, let them do it. I mean, worth the point – you know, like, again, somebody got shot in Pasadena for a laptop because someone stole a laptop. Top and the cop's answer is like, yeah, well, I hope you had insured. Like, that's it. We've basically taken cops and decided that they're not allowed to stop people and talk to people and ask people where they're going and things of that nature. And in that environment, you're going to have more crime, more everything. I mean, I was just watching a thing in San Francisco. It was like, I don't know, 30,000 car break-ins last year and like two solved. Like the cops, you get your car broken. Look, you park your car in San Francisco, huge homeless population. You leave your briefcase on your passenger seat. You get your window broken. You call a cop. He's going to tell you, why'd you leave your briefcase on your passenger seat? And no, we're not looking into it.
I'm not even sure they'd...
I don't even know if they pick up the phone. The point is it's a free-for-all now. It's a free-for-all because we decided that cops can't do their jobs because cops became the sort of male enforcers, and politicians have decided that we don't want that sort of toxic masculinity in our presence. And I'm telling you, Drew, it is all this and only this. This is everything you see, everything you read, everything you see. It's only this. Women have one wiring, men have another wiring. In the last 30 years, men have been pushing over to the woman's side. And that's why when you hear our mayor of Los Angeles speak, he sounds like a breathy yoga instructor. Sounds like a female yoga instructor when you hear him speak. And the words he chooses also sound like one of your mom's middle-aged hippie friends when you were in junior high. We have gone hard that direction, and what you're seeing is a reflection of it. It's the same reflection as if there was a couple, and the couple said, male-female couple, and the father said, you didn't, let me see that report card. What? You got a D in algebra. You're grounded this weekend. And that kid would have a certain upbringing. But what if, and the mom would give him a hug and go, oh, really, this weekend? It's the big softball tournament. I don't care. You shouldn't have got that D. But what if the dad moved over to the mom's side of the aisle?
Yeah.
And they both started hugging him and went, a D? What's wrong with that teacher? Because this ain't you.
Or it doesn't mean anything.
You don't deserve this. Probably because your instructor doesn't like you. That's why he has it out for you, because he knows you're thinking about transitioning in your heart. So now, what's to become of that kid when they hit the open market? The yin and the yang is what keeps you and makes you who you are. Don't believe me. The dad, you know, when they have the dads that were sort of extreme, like my dad was a drill sergeant, so I always make my bed before I leave the house. Yeah, that's the extreme. When I talk to law enforcement, I put my hands where they can see it because my dad told me, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have the opposite of that. And our politicians are simply figuring out which way the wind is blowing. And I was looking at all these, you know, Subarus are made with love, Drew. They're literally, they manufacture utility vehicles with love. You know, you take a look at Subaru sales in the last 15 years, and it's going up like a hockey stick because they figured it out. We got a bunch of dumb pussies and a bunch of dudes that have turned into chicks, and we're going to sell them a car that's made with love. And they understand it, and guess who else understands it? The politicians. So that's what's going on.
Right. So the advertisers and the politicians. That makes sense.
Well, what's the difference between advertisers and politicians?
Not much.
So just figuring out what people want to hear.
Yeah.
The greatest – Gary will play it for the next show, but from my show I did that tweet from Chase Bank. Your mind is gonna melt when I share you this Chase Bank. And it's an example of what I'm talking about. Politicians, Chase Bank, Subaru, Delta Airlines, they don't have a personality. They want to know what people want and they want to give it to them.
Yeah.
Or what they don't want and don't give it to them, or hopefully both. All right. Take care of your business there, Drew.
Just go to True Car from your smartphone, your computer, and get a True Cash offer in less than a minute. You watch your car details pop up after you enter that license plate number. You answer some questions. You get an accurate True Cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. You bring that car in. They check it out with you. No surprises. And you leave with your check. That's it. It's that easy. So you put your license number in. Answer some questions, go to a True Car certified dealer or the one that you deal with, and walk away with the check. It is that simple to get a True Cash offer. Or you can trade in a car, and you can use True Car to get that trade in by locking in an actual vehicle on that True Car certified dealer's lot. Look at the price scatter, get something fair, lock in a real price, a true price, you know, it includes fees and accessories, and leave with a new ride instead of a check if you wish. It is that easy. True Car is simple, True Cash offer. When you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, and if you want to trade in, it can be new or used, check out True Car today.
So, Drew.
Yeah.
I'm not judging, but I got a boy and a girl.
Yeah.
I live with a woman. The men's side of life in terms of their relationship with reality is a much straighter line.
With your son.
The way he looks at reality versus the way my daughter and my wife look at reality, it's a winding road to get to the top of Reality Mountain. For me and Sonny, it's a straight line. And they have pros and they have cons. But when it comes time to set policy, the straight line thinking is a better way of thinking. And yeah. You could go, Margaret Thatcher, well, that was a woman who thought like a dude. And Eric Garcetti is a dude who thinks like a woman. And that creates the zig and the zag on the way to getting where you're getting. You have to think in a straight line. It doesn't look. It's a generalized dude way of thinking.
I just don't give a fuck how they're thinking. They're being negligent. You know what I mean? At a certain point, you're still, that's it. I don't care what you're thinking.
But what I'm telling you is it's chick think.
I agree.
And look, here's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's worse. It's worse when you're trying to deal with a homeless problem. It's not worse in general. I'm saying my wife thinks a certain way and does certain things that are much better than me, especially as it pertains to the kids. But it's not a land Higgins Crafts on Normandy kind of thinking. And that's what I want out of the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
Because
we're in a crisis.
We're in a crisis, and that's why I went. And your good vibes get you more homeless people.
Oh, yeah.
The fact that you won't come down on – the fact that you didn't come down, the fact that we never came down, that we should have done this, you know, the first one.
I read a great book over the weekend called American Psychosis about how we got into this mess, you know, how this happened. And it really started in 1963. Kennedy signed the Community Mental Health Act.
Mm-hmm.
Which was designed to empty the state hospitals because they all decided state hospitals were no good. And they had psychiatrists were out of their minds as it pertained to how to do this. And instead of creating a system that would take the people out of the state hospital and treat them in an outpatient environment, they just sent the people out of the hospital with nothing. And then these community mental health centers were directed to focus on prevention of psychiatric illness, which is something we have no idea how to do.
Yeah.
And it was the debacle started there, and then just one horrible choice after another, and one bad idea after another, as this thing just spiraled out of control.
Well, why should politicians know anything? That's a big question. Like, he's been in politics his whole life. Oh, that means he knows nothing.
I wish they would be forced to have a career in something first.
Yes.
Right? So they would know something.
All right. Well, I'll read you that Chase tweet. You'll go insane next show. Right. Not Taco Bell material, my stand-up special, available now. Get it at Chassy, two S's and a Y, CHASSY.com. You can get iTunes and Amazon and leave a review. I enjoy that. And this Friday, Saturday in Brea at the Improv, I'll be doing stand-up with Adam Ray over there. Come say hi. And live shows everywhere. Go to AdamCarolla.com. Drew?
Everything is at DrDrew.com. Please check it out.
And say hi to Ricky Anderson and Mir Harris, Offbeat, new podcast, Sweeping the Nation, produced by Gary, everybody. Check that out on Podcast One. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
This is Carolla Digital.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassy, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassy Channel. Number 501. It is the best. It is Pluto TV.
Imagine a world where animals and humans coexist in harmony, where wild animals thrive, habitats are protected, and marginalized communities are empowered. At International Animal Rescue, this is our vision. Our holistic, community-led projects not only rescue animals, but also protect and replenish precious habitats, creating a better future for us all. But we can't do this without you. Show your support now and help keep the wild, wild. Visit internationalanimalrescue.org.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.